chapter after chapter and come back the next week and read it and you find something different. You ever done that? That's amazing, isn't it? How God works. But I want to look at first starting with Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1, just that one verse. And then we're going to turn right over to Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Look with me at what the Bible has to say now. It says here, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah." Now I want you to keep that in mind. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah. Now watch. "The son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." Now look at chapter 3 and verse 1. See if anybody sees anything very familiar. It says, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah." But the key part is the second time. "The second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it," unto it, "the preaching that I bid thee." Now, I read that this week, and I thought, you know, I'm going to take that and use it in a different way. Y'all know how I'm different. I like to throw curves at you every once in a while, and you know what? You got to step back and wait on the pitch and then swing and hit it, amen? But I want to look at the subject this morning, the God of second chances. The God of second chances. How many has ever been given a second chance? I don't know about you, but I'm sure everybody in this place this morning would raise their hand at some point in your life and say, "I've been given a second chance." And if I would take it one step further, some of us, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I mean, you could go on and on and on, amen? But I want to look at that this morning, on how God is a God of second chances. Just like Jonah, many times we go our own way and do what is convenient. Don't that sound like us? Doing what is convenient. In other words, what's easy. We don't want to go out of our way and do something hard. We want to do it the easy way. And I remember working on the farm, and my grandpa always said, "Work smarter, not harder." Anybody ever heard that? That makes sense, don't it? That's why I keep telling Tommy he needs an excavator and throw the shovel down. Hey, man, work smarter, not harder. But he's pointing to Penny. She won't let me. But how many times have we overlooked the God of second chances? Instead of going the convenient way, and instead of doing it God's way, going our way. And, you know, visitation Thursdays, when we go out knocking on doors, that, you know, it's hard. I was telling my wife coming here this morning, it's going to be a busy week. You got service Sunday morning, Brotherhood and WMU Monday, church Wednesday, and then church visitation Thursday, and church with a dinner this coming Sunday. That's a full week, you know it? And but I think, you know, I work all day, and all of a sudden we have to do all of this. Well, what's easy? I'll tell you what's easy is when we stay at home out of laziness and convenience instead of coming and doing what God wants us to do. Jonah, God said, "Here's what I want you to do." He said, "I want you to go to Nineveh and preach to that wicked city." How many know we need good preaching across America nowadays? Amen. There's too much you know, ear tickling. There's too much telling people what they want to hear instead of telling them what God's Word has to say. And if we would stand up as preachers across America and tell people hell is still hot and it's going to be hot, just like in Luke 16, hey, I tell you what, more people would be saved. We need to preach with the Holy Ghost conviction and Holy Ghost power in our pulpits today. It's not convenient. But let me tell you, God called us to preach, and that's what we need to do. So many times we do what's convenient. Wednesday night, it's very convenient to sit in your recliner and watch that idiot box called a TV instead of coming to the house of God. Amen, preacher. Don't get quiet. Huh? Tomorrow night, it's going to be very easy for you to sit at home instead of come and fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. It's convenient. Are you with me? Jonah said, you know, I ain't going down there to Nineveh. That just ain't convenient. What did Jonah do? He started walking toward Nineveh and sort of veered off, didn't he? Huh? What happened when he veered off? He got on that boat, did he not? Now watch, I want to show you something. God said, Jonah, the Lord spake unto Jonah in chapter 1 and verse 1. He said, Jonah, go to Nineveh and preach, or verse 2, I'm sorry, to that wicked city. Well, how many times has God told us to do something and then we went the other way? Guilty. Everybody, you guilty? Yes, we are. So he went down and got on a ship to Tarshish. And all of the sudden, because he done what is convenient. Now watch this. What was convenient at the time, instead of going to Nineveh, he got on a boat going happy sail, right? He got out in the middle of the water. And all of the sudden, the ways of life started tossing the ship. Huh? All of the sudden, because he was doing what was convenient, I ain't got to my message yet. This is just a little footnote, all right? But what was convenient, all of a sudden his world was rocked. How many times has God said, do something, and out of convenience, we didn't do it, and all of a sudden we noticed the road getting a little rocky? Huh? I'm guilty of that. I know what I'm talking about. And all of the sudden, the boat started teetering, tottering, and they was wondering, what in the world, God, what's going on? They started throwing everything off and scared they was going to sink. Finally, Jonah come down there and said, it's not all of y'all. It's me. I'm doing what's convenient instead of doing what God said do. Jonah said, throw me overboard and everything's going to be all right. I'm here to tell you this morning, church, if you ever get rid of me and put God where He's supposed to be, you'll have a whole lot better road in front of you. It's time to get off of the convenient road and get on God's plan. Amen? I want to give you three or four things this morning on why I think God is a God of second chances. Father, Lord, we're thankful this morning, Lord, for your word. Thank you so much, Lord, that you left the road map for us to get to heaven. Lord, help us not to be in the convenient mode, but be in a godly mode. Lord, help us to get our minds wrapped around you are a God of second chance this morning. Lord, I'm so thankful we have a God that loves us enough to give us another chance, Lord, at salvation, at life. Lord, at all the things that lies ahead of us. God, thank you this morning for that. Now, Father, bless this service, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Number one. I believe God is a God of second chances because of His mercy. I believe God is a God of second chances because He is merciful. Psalms chapter 100 and verse 5. I want you to look at this verse. It says, "For the Lord is my, my." How many agree with that this morning? His mercy is what? Wow. That's not just today, folks. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. If this word of God was good enough for my grandma and my grandpa, it's still good enough for us today. Amen. His word don't change. It's still there, and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. It's still God's word, and He is a merciful God. I look back on my life, my personal life, and you can sit there this morning and do the same thing. At times when you needed mercy and God gave you mercy. How many know this morning we have a God of mercy this morning? He is a God when we get down and out and it's our own fault, but God is a merciful God. God is a God that says, "Here is mercy." And you know, mercy is given, and that's something we don't deserve, but praise God, He gives it anyhow. Amen. I'm here to tell you, there's been times in my life that I didn't deserve God, and I'm sure you can say the same thing. But I'm here to tell you, because of His mercy and because of His grace, praise God, He made me worthy to be His child. We read this morning in our Sunday school, it said, "Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall all be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye." And in Revelation 21, it said again, we are His sons. Praise God, we're His children this morning. Why? I'll tell you why. Because of His mercy. God showed mercy toward Jonah. I got to thinking about how God really showed mercy to Jonah. Go back with me, if you will, to Jonah chapter 3 and verse, I believe it is, go to 3, if you will. Jonah 3 and 3. Look what the Bible said. I want to read this. Actually, yeah, let's go to verse 3. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh. You see, God gave him a second chance. You say, what was the chance all about, preacher? When they throw Jonah over the boat and into that water, a big old fish come and swallowed him up. Y'all know the story. How Jonah was swallowed up by a big whale, amen? And he was down there. It took Jonah 3 days to realize God was a God of second chances. That third day, Jonah got on fire for God. How many's ever had indigestion? Huh? Starts burning in your belly. You know what I'm talking about? Starts coming up here. Didn't you taste it again like I did them onions? And bless God, that's why I don't eat onions. Amen. But I got to thinking about, you know, Jonah being in that whale's belly. I got to thinking, yeah, a God of second chances. What happened is Jonah, once he figured out he was serving a God of second chances, he caught on fire again, started praying to an almighty God. He caught on fire, and the Bible says that the whale throwed him up on dry ground. Amen. What happened is that old fire that was in that whale's belly called Jonah realized he had a God of second chances. He had a God that was a merciful God. And the Bible says when the word of the Lord spoke the second time to Jonah, he didn't stop. He didn't go to Tarshish, but the Bible says he went straight to Nineveh. Amen. You know what? It's time for us this morning to catch on fire in this world and make the old devil throw us up and get back and realize we have a God of second chance. Amen. He is a merciful God. God sent Jonah to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh, this is in verse 3, was an exceeding great city, a 3-day journey. Somebody tell me how long he was in that whale's belly.
3 days.
And how far was Nineveh? Tell me God don't know what he's doing. Huh? Watch the next verse now. And Jonah began to enter into the city, not 3 days later, a day's journey. You tell me he don't realize that we serve a God of second chances? My friend, listen, he turned a 3-day trip into a day. Amen. He got on fire for God. And you know what? If we'll ever get on fire for God, we can look back and say, did I come from there? I'm going to look back and say, yes, because I have a God of second chances. I have a God of mercy. Amen. That's what I look back, and I told y'all this before. My brother-in-law told me this not long ago. He said, you know, the windshield's real big in the vehicle, but the rearview mirror's real small. He said, you don't need to look at the rearview mirror because it's so small. Look at the big glass. Amen. Huh? Don't look what's behind you. Look what's ahead of you. Boy, I tell you what, I could just see Jonah. Boy, he took off running for the glory of God. And God took that 3-day journey and made it a day's journey. He cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. He was scared for the people. He had a burden for people. And I think if we get a hold this morning that we have a God of second chances and we serve a merciful God, we're going to get a burning desire in our hearts to go knocking on doors and see souls saved for the glory of God. We'll get a hold of that one of these days. See, people's about got out of visitation programs. They about got out of those things. Can I tell you something? The fields are white and ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. How true is it? Huh? How true is it? It's just the Bible fulfilling itself. How many know that I think about how Jonah was threw up out of that whale's belly the third day? I thought about another third day. His name was Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, God showed the world His mercy through His darling Son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary's hill. My, I can't get over that. How much mercy that He shows us every day. God of a second chance, He shows us, number one, mercy. Number two, not only is God is merciful, but boy, you ought to jump up and shout right here. God is a God of patience. My. Man, I got to thinking about that as I was studying this. You know, he let Jonah lay in there 3 days, didn't he? In that old whale's belly and all that old seaweed and slime and spit and all. You know how nasty that would be? That would be terrible, wouldn't it? Well, how many know it's the same thing as what we're living in today? The old scum around this old world, the dirty, the filth, and all of the sin that's around us, there ain't much difference, folks, I'm telling you. But I'm glad this morning I serve a God that is patient. What if He'd have said, that's it? When I turned Him away many times sitting in the church pew. There's been many services. I was raised up in a Baptist church with hellfire and brimstone preaching, I'm here to tell you, where people wasn't ashamed to testify and to shout, and the preacher wasn't scared to preach the Word of God. That's the kind of church I was raised in. And the Spirit of God drawed me many times and I walked out the door. But thank God, December the 16th, when He saved my soul, I realized I had a God of patience. He should have said, no, that's it, and send me to hell. But praise God and the Lamb forevermore, He had patience and He saved my soul. He could have thrown y'all away too. Did you know that? Many times God said that was it. How many times I've led some of y'all to the Lord in here, and you're up in your 40s, 50s, 60 year old. What if God would have said no a long time ago? Where would you have been today? I'll tell you where you'd have been. You'd have been on your road to hell or in hell. Amen. But thank God we got a God of second chances this morning. A God of mercy and a God of patience. Praise God. Romans chapter 15, look at verse 5 and 6. The book of Romans chapter 15. The Bible says, now the God of what? My. The God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may, watch this, you may with one mind and one mouth. Tell me the next two words, church. When are we going to start doing that around here? When you realize God is patient. And God is merciful, and God is a God of second chances. That'll make a dried up Methodist shout, amen. That'll make anybody turn loose and say, praise God that you gave me a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. How many chances did He give you? I don't know if numbers will even, you might have to go to algebra and put alphabet in your math before you get to that one, amen. I ain't never understood that. He was waiting on Jonah. He was very patiently waiting on Jonah. You know, I thought, I was sitting there studying this, and I thought, you know, God was sitting there on His throne just watching Jonah, just looking at him. He could see right through that fish, you know, and see Jonah down there. And He was sitting there looking at Jonah. About the third day, what happened? Jonah thanked God for a second chance. How many chances has He already gave you this morning? You ever thought about that? You sitting here and not sure you're saved? No, you're not saved. How many chances has He already gave you? And let me tell you something. He's not obligated but one. Is that right? He's obligated but one, but God is a God of mercy and a God of patience. And thank God He put up with me for many years. My. He was waiting on Jonah. I'm glad He didn't give up on him or me. Amen. How many is glad He didn't give up on you? Amen. He could have easily gave up on every one of us, couldn't He? He could have easily gave up on every last one of us. And I was raised in church all my life. I've heard people say those are the hardest to get saved because they got the head knowledge but not the heart knowledge. You ever heard that? But how many know this morning God is still willing to save? He hadn't stopped loving. He hadn't stopped loving. He hadn't stopped saving. He's still in the saving business and the loving business. He's always there waiting like the prodigal son. You remember the story of the prodigal son. How the youngin' got all of his daddy's split, you know, give him one son his and one son his. And boy, he tore out and spent everything he had. But how many know that the daddy that gave the son his part knew that he would be back? So he patiently waited. He continually watched. He continually looked for his son to crest the hill. And all of the sudden, one afternoon, he looked over the hill, and here come his son. How many know the daddy didn't wait for the son to come to him, but the daddy went to the son? Praise God. That's the way Jesus does. He don't wait for us to come to Him. He'll come to you this morning if you'll just allow Him to. Praise God. I hope this will sink in somewhere or another. We have a God this morning we serve that gives us another chance. I'm so glad we do. Number three. Number one, I believe He's a God of mercy. How many agree with that? Amen. Number two, God is a God with patience. How many agree with that? Amen. Number three, I believe God is a long-suffering God. How many agree with it? I thought, you know, what does long-suffering mean? I took the Hebrew and Greek, and I took those words, long-suffering. I put them together in the Hebrew and Greek. And here's what it come up to be. Now, I want y'all to listen to what long-suffering actually means. Having or showing patience. My. Having or showing, listen, I ain't finished. Having or showing patience in times of trouble. Is that not our God? That's our God all over, isn't it? You know, even when we're bad, He still loves us. When we're good, He loves us. When we stray, He loves us. When we sit here on the pews Sunday after Sunday after Sunday just because you hope you're saved, my friend, listen, He still loves you and He wants to show you that you can know you have eternal life. That's long suffering. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 18. Look with me with that verse. The Lord is, that's pretty definite, isn't it? Long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by the means of cleaning the guilty. Boy, this ought to be marked down in your Bible, that verse right there. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. My. How many know God's visiting you this morning? He's letting you know. You're sitting there this morning. You're living on false hope. There's a lot of church members living on false hope. Did you know that? Just because, listen, your name is on the roll and you've been baptized, don't make you saved. Amen. Are you hearing me? The only thing that makes you saved is being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, I am thee. That's singular, is it not? I am the door. You have to enter in through Jesus Christ. I'm glad His blood cleanses all unrighteousness. He is a God of long suffering, having or showing patience in spite of trouble. He is tolerant. That was the next word in long suffering. He's tolerant. How many know that I'm glad I'm not on the throne? Because I wouldn't be as patient and tolerant as God has been with me, or you, or this world, the media, amen, right there. Listen, God is very tolerant. But how many know there's a line that He draws? There's a time when God says that's enough. You say, when is that time, preacher? There's a word called Ichabod. You know what that means? That means God depart, right? If He ever writes that across your heart and the Spirit departs, you're done with. And so many times I've said in the church, and I said no, no, no to a God that loved me beyond measure. So many times I walked out the door not knowing if I was to die, I'd go to heaven. So many times, I was hoping God would give me one more chance. And I praise God He did this morning. Thank God He gave me one more opportunity. The day I got saved, I fully believe that was my last opportunity in my life. And yet we sit here this morning Somebody here is going to walk out those doors the same way they walked in, lost. We was talking this morning in Sunday school. If you was to put heaven in one hand and hell in the other, which place would you rather go? Well, we all say heaven, but why don't we make the choice to go to heaven? Why do we choose to walk out the door? Folks, God don't send people to hell. People send people to hell. You've got a choice this morning. You either says yes to heaven or no to heaven. Yes to God or no to God. It's your choice. God died. For God so loved the world. Not just the red, not just the white, not just the black, but He died for all. Amen. And you know what? You don't put a number on all or whosoever. There's people out here saying there's going to be a certain number in heaven. Can I say to you, if you can tell me the number of whosoever and all, I'll agree with you. Until then, leave the numbers alone. Amen. Jesus died for all. That means He died for you. He died for me. And are we going to say no to Him again and walk out these doors this morning? Last one. I'm going to give you this one, number four. The God of second chances. The God of mercy. The God of patience. The God of long suffering. But listen to me. This one might step on your toes, but let me tell you something. Don't holler, old me, just holler, amen. The God of just. He's a just God. 1 John chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Y'all know these verses as well as anybody, but I like to show them to you because it's the very first word is the biggest word in the human language. It ain't but two letters, and it's the word that will separate you from heaven or hell. If we, that's us, is it not? If we confess our sin, He is faithful and what? Just. See? To forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10. If, see how they start that off again? If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. That's two of the most powerful verses in your Bible because it starts with if. Well, preacher, if you'd have played one more hymn, I'd have come. One more stanza, I'd have come. Preacher, if I make it back next Sunday, I'm going to give my heart and life to Jesus Christ. If you would have quoted that one verse, preacher, I'd have got saved. Well, I'm going to go ahead and quote it for you right now. But if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead. It's not if. But the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Folks, don't make if your destiny. That's a good message right there. So many times, we put if, preacher, you'd have played that one more stanza, I'd have come. Miss Sandra, if you'll come. We're not going to give you that if this morning. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I've given you the verses. I'm glad we can know we have eternal life, aren't you? We serve a God this morning, a God of second chances. He's given you another chance this morning. He's given you an opportunity. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, if the Spirit of God is dealing, He can save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. Don't sit here lost and leave this place today, because you might not have a third chance, a fourth chance. He gave Jonah another chance, didn't he? Jonah took heed to the voice of God, because the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. Are you here this morning? You haven't any doubt about your salvation? You here this morning, maybe you know you have never accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. Don't let God pass you by. It might be your last opportunity before you ever get saved. After that, God may never knock on your heart's door again. He's not obligated but once. And praise God, He's gave us many chances. Father, Lord, I believe I preached exactly what You wanted me to preach this morning. I don't know why You wanted me to preach it, but I'm glad You did. I'm glad we serve a God that's a God of second chances. Lord, if there's one here this morning that don't know You in the free pardon of sin, Lord, I pray that You would move Satan out of this place right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, You would allow the Holy Spirit of God to take them by the hand and walk them to this aisle this morning and give their heart and life to You. Lord, would You give them another chance to get saved this morning before it's everlasting too late? God, work in hearts and lives. I can feel Your presence. I can feel You working. Lord, I'm going to allow You to work right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank You for what's about to happen in Jesus' name. Folks, if you don't know this morning beyond any shadow of a doubt, if you don't know 100% that you're saved, you need to be on this altar. Let me show you how you can know that. I don't want to see none of y'all leave this place and die and go to hell. I don't want to preach a funeral where we have to guess about your salvation. I want to be able to say, thank God they gave their heart and life to Jesus Christ. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. There's nobody looking around but me and God. Why don't you slip out of your pew and come to this altar this morning, would you? God's calling. God's working. He's giving you another chance. Don't sit there and put it off. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but I do know who holds tomorrow. Would you come? Just a moment. Preacher, if you'd have played one more stanza, Miss Sandra, would you play one more stanza? Here's your stanza. Here it is. Here it comes. This is it. If. Is it going to send you to heaven or hell? Would you come right now? Don't put it off. Preacher, I think I've been saved. Well, folks, you're lost. I'm glad we got a no-so salvation this morning. Would you come? I don't generally prolong an invitation, but I know God's working here. While she's playing, don't put it off. Slip out of your pew and come down here and make your reservations for heaven. One more. God's dealing. Would you come? Don't sit there and put it off. After this, we're going to close. My God of second chances. My. Thank you so much for your time and attention.